Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, April 18th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. United's reporting systems have changed over the past few months, and it's important to understand which report applies to which circumstances. ISAP, the In-Flight Safety Action Program, formerly known as OSAP, has proven to be one of the most effective safety tools we have. The primary purpose of the program is to identify safety events and to implement corrective measures that reduce the opportunity for safety to be compromised. The program information on our website tells us, the program fosters a voluntary, cooperative, non-punitive environment for the open reporting of safety concerns. The ISAP program addresses when you should file an ISAP report as follows. When a flight attendant thinks that she or he has identified a potential safety hazard, violated an FAR, violated a safety policy or procedure, failed to follow safety guidance in the FAOM, or they are just not sure. IOR, the Irregular Operations Report, replaced four previously existing forms to report onboard incidents with a new multi-use form. The introduction of the IOR in December 2013 replaced Flight Attendant Safety Report, FASRS, Medical Emergency and Accident Report, MEARS, Misconduct Report, and a written Flight Attendant Report. Any report that would previously have been documented under these old forms should not be submitted using United's IOR system. An IOR can only be completed electronically. You may navigate to United's IOR reporting system through our safety section of our website or navigating to the forms area and then selecting IOR. We recommend you always be sure to select that AFA is copied in on your report submission. United Voices. United also has another system called Voices. United has advocated that most other issues be reported through this system. However, for issues such as a problem with a layover hotel or transportation, AFA recommends the use of Travelog instead. When you use Travelog, both the company and AFA receive a copy of your report. When our AFA Hotel and Transportation Committee is able to document your concerns, we are better able to advocate on your behalf with all the information available in our discussions with management. Travelog is a proven effective tool when used consistently. As we have reported, open enrollment for AFLAC CAIC Voluntary Supplemental Insurance Plans available to United's flight attendants will close next Friday, April 25, 2014. AFLAC has informed us that there are a number of flight attendants who began the process of enrollment reviewing the plans but did not complete the process by entering payment information. If you visited the enrollment site to review the plans but made the decision not to enroll, no further action is required. Any selections without payment information at the close of the enrollment period will not take effect. If, however, you reviewed information at an earlier time without entering payment information and do wish to complete the process, you should finalize with your payment information prior to the close on April 25, 2014. The company holding the enrollment website has sent a reminder email to these flight attendants informing them of this information. The AFLAC Q&A was updated yesterday and may be reviewed on the enrollment page of our website. The United flight attendants who were subject to United's involuntary furlough will receive their contractual furlough payments, Section 21H, beginning May 1, 2014. These payments will be made on a bi-monthly basis, and AFA dues will not be deducted. Accompanying our pay advice over the past few weeks was a notice from United that those who receive their pay through direct deposit will no longer receive a paper form of this advice beginning May 1st. The change will not impact United flight attendants. Our contract provides for flight attendants to receive paper pay advice by mail. That's in Section 4J. We also have the ability to view our pay advice on United's Flying Together in the Employee Services, My Info, All About Me, Payroll Advice section. We've recently reported on the company change to the 2014 PERSA Recurrent Program, including changes to the dates being offered, and has expanded the selection of months available. As a result, flight attendants with a PERSA qualification will need to rebid for a preference month. The original dates and information are no longer valid. You can find the new training calendar on our website, and bids close on April 30th, 2014 at 0700 hours Central Time. Bids are submitted via Unimatic DIS star 66063, and preference months will be awarded in seniority order. Check our website for the specific details. Next week, on April 24th through April 27th, 2014, our local council presidents will attend the Spring 2014 regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council, the MEC. While the annual AFA Board of Directors BOD meeting will commence immediately following the United MEC meeting on April 26th through 30th, 2014. We encourage members to see our democratic process in action by attending your local council meeting, and if you are in the Orlando area, the United MEC meeting and BOD. Schedule time for your local council meeting, the MEC meeting, and the BOD agenda, and which MEC committee positions are up for election are posted on our website. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.